Our guest is Gideon Levitan. He is the Bible teacher on Holy Scriptures in Israel, heard for a number of years here on WDCX, weekdays and weekends, now Saturday mornings, 5:30 a.m. here on WDCX. Gideon is a personal friend. He's a brother in Christ. He knows Jesus. He's a Messianic Jewish believer, an incredible man of God, and we want to welcome him to NBL. Gideon, these are terrible times for the Jews right now, particularly in Israel, and our thoughts and prayers are with you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Brother Neil. Thank you so much. We say shalom to you and to those that are listening to us, and I'm doing okay. Our family thus far are okay in Israel, but the Jewish people and the situation in Israel is not good. The thing that have just happened last Shabbat and still were going on until the last day or two were horrific and very, very sad, Brother Neil.
I think, and we did talk about this a little bit yesterday, but I would love to know from your own perspective, you know, when people talk about a war, you think about more conventional means being used in war. Hamas is a terrorist organization. This is a terror group, and taking women and children hostage and executing them for their pleasure, apparently, is beyond description. It reminds us of the Holocaust, quite frankly, and I wonder if you could speak from your own perspective as to why this is such an urgent time and why it's important for people to pray for Israel, for the Jewish people.
Yes, you know, as a boy that grew up in Israel and was in the military until the 1967 war, Yom Kippur War, now living here in Canada, I can identify with everything that is going on in our homeland now. But this thing, Brother Neil, that happened just on last Shabbat, on last Saturday, was much more than just a war that we have gone through over the generation. This is it was like a massacre. It was it remind us really of the Holocaust when individuals go from those the Hamas, the terrorists are going to homes and the cities and towns and villages and kibbutzes and literally slaughtering people. It's like a massacre that happened to children, to families. It's not a war between two armies. It is, Brother Neil, it reminds me as one who read the Bible, who believes in the Word of God, believe in the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Remind me of what we read in a psalm. You know, those of us who are believers, where we read in Psalm 83, you know, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. This is the verse that came to my mind immediately when I first heard of what happened on the inside of Israel there on the border with Gaza.
You know, it is astounding. Because what you're saying is true. It's not hyperbole. You're not just making this stuff up. Not only are you quoting scripture about people wanting to wipe Israel off the map, the Jewish people off the map, we're watching it play out in real time. And this group, Hamas, is making no excuses about the reality that they don't just want to have access to certain territory. They want Israel gone. Right? I mean, and maybe because you've lived this, Gideon, you've lived this, you've experienced it as a soldier and having served in Israel for a time. Help those of us who aren't Jewish understand the reality that this anti-Semitic mindset that was reminiscent of Hitler, it still exists today, that these people, Hamas and other militant groups like Hezbollah and others, they want Israel gone. They want the Jewish people eliminated. I'm not making that up, right? I mean, help us understand your perspective on that as a Jew.
No, you don't make it up. As a Jewish individual, on the basis of the Word of God, and I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. I'm a Messianic Jew, a Hebrew Christian, whatever name you would give us who are Jewish believers. If we read the Bible, if we read the Word of God, and we believe the Word of God, that Jesus is the Savior, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, we believe where he was born, we believe that he came to die and to be buried and to rise again for our justification. We believe all these, but for one reason or another, we set aside, not necessarily intentionally, but we set aside a clear scripture that is given to us in order to show us the plan and the program of God for the church, of course, but for Israel and for all the blessing for the world. And Satan hates God, and he hates God's people, whether it is the Jewish people, our people, or whether it is believers in the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. And by his hatred, he's seeking to eliminate God's program, God's plan. And you can see that in the plan and the program of God, he's intending to have the Jewish people, the people of Israel, to be a light, or lagoyim, a light to the nations of the world. Through them, through the Jewish people, the Messiah came, the prophets came, the apostles came, the Word of God came. The blessing that came to the world, it is through the Jewish people. And Satan and those who oppose Satan and Satan's people, oppose God and God's people, they want to do away with the program and the plan of God. And how to do so? Well, destroy God's earthly people, Israel. And as the psalmist said many, many years ago, before the church was born in the history of Israel, he said, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel, Prince for God, the name of Israel, may be no more in remembrance. That is Satan's plan and those that oppose God's plan and God's wish. And they will not be successful, because he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleep.
Amen to that. Amen. You know, we heard something earlier today on the radio station. It was a conversation from a gentleman who has spent time living in Israel. He's not a Jew, but he runs an organization called Eagle's Wings that ministers to people in Israel quite a bit. And he was calling on the Western church to wake up and to realize that our roots are firmly planted in Judaism, that as believers, Christianity was, you know, did not come along all by itself. It was born out of Judaism, that our Savior Jesus is in fact a Jew, and that we worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you know that well. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but in your own words, as a Messianic Jewish believer, help us, those of us who grew up, you know, in the West, in Christianity, to grasp what that fully means, because we can't afford to turn our backs on the Jewish people right now. This has everything to do with God's plan and purpose, and I think that we would be really remiss if we think that somehow this is about us and not the Jewish people. My goodness, let's not make that mistake. So help us understand our roots in Judaism and why that's so important to even remember as a Western Christian.
Yes, Neil, the Apostle Shaul Paul was very wise. The Lord used him to be the apostle to the nations, to the Gentiles, and although he taught a church truth, the mystery of the church, and the blessing that comes to Jews and Gentiles who believe in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, he never for a moment neglected to teach believers, Gentile believers, of God's plan for the Jewish people. And he said to them, in the book of Romans, it's so beautiful to see that. And we know that the book of Romans is one of the most fundamental books that help us to understand church truth. But within this book of Romans, Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, we have these three chapters that emphasize God's a plan, God's sovereign plan for his earthly people, Israel, and it is for the blessing of the world. Romans 9, the past. Romans 10, the present. Romans 11, the future regeneration of the nation of Israel. And he's saying to the Romans, he says, I do not want you to them. He says, I would not have you, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile become in, and so all Israel shall be said, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. God has a plan for Israel, and the Christians who are truly Bible believers need to hold on to that, because if we don't believe in Israel restoration and blessing to the world, how can we trust that God's promises to the church are really true? We cannot believe part of the Bible and not the other part of the Bible.
That is so well said. Obviously, you've spent quite a bit of time over the years in Israel, and we know that not all of the Jewish people are practicing Jews. Many of the Jewish people do not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And, you know, some just want nothing to do with religion, period. And then there are atheists, and there are some Christians living in Israel. But for the secular Jewish people, the secular Jews living in Israel, do you think that these kinds of events and, you know, their potential tie to Bible prophecy is waking any of them up to the reality that God's word is in fact true? Or is this just looked at as like a political, military kind of conflict?
You know, that's how wonderful that we can trust the Lord, and we can trust that the Spirit of God is always working. You see, God is so precious. He works at all time. The Spirit of God is working in the hearts of both Jews and Gentiles alike. But this kind of situation that have happened now, it drives many of our people to think things through, to ask questions, to pray to God and to turn to him. And just like you and I, Brother Neil, we would have never come to know that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah unless the Spirit of God worked in our hearts. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God has to work in our own people's hearts individually and ultimately collectively. But we have to remember that the stumbling of the Jewish people over the Messiah, Jesus, in past history was for the benefit of the Gentiles, and that the order that the Gentiles who become believers will provoke the Jewish people to jealousy. And this is the responsibility, I believe, of Christians who truly love the Lord Jesus and truly love the Bible, the Word of God. We have a responsibility, believers have a responsibility to love Israel, to love the Jewish people. And Paul said it, and I just forgive me for quoting scripture, in Romans 11:11, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles. And why? To provoke them to jealousy. The Gentiles, Christians, are to provoke the Jewish people to jealousy, to say to people like myself and like my family, Jesus is your promised Messiah. Yeshua is that one that came. We benefited from that, but we want you to see that and to pray for Israel, to pray. And one more verse in Romans 11:12, if their fall of them be riches to the world or of the world, and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentile, how much more their fullness? In other words, if the fall of Israel was such a blessing to the nations of the world that many people from every people, tongues, and nation became part of the ecclesia, of the assembly, imagine what's going to happen here in this world when Israel as a nation at the end of the tribulation will come to accept Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. What a blessing, dear Brother Neil, that will be for this sad, sad world in which we live in. Only when Israel will accept the Messiah, Jesus, is that there will ever be shalom, peace, in this sad world.
Yeah, it's incredible. I got two questions here. One, real quick, has to do with significance prophetically. Like, I think Gideon, it's debatable, but I think that we're at a stage in time in the world where just about everything that's going on has biblical significance prophetically, for the return of Jesus, etc. And I know that you're not interested in setting any dates or anything like that, but how significant do you think what's going on right now is? And how serious should we be taking this? Because there are some people who are like, oh, well, Jesus, said he was going to come, but it's been 2,000 years, so it might be another 2,000. Are these significant events, and should we be paying attention?
Yes, yes. You see, we are starting now the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3, and we find ourselves in the church age, the latter days of the church age, the church of the Laodiceans. Sadly, the church, the professing church, have gone so far from what the beginning was in the early days. But we can see, Brother Neil, that we live in really the last days. And, sadly to say, we know that there is still coming tribulation. I did not write it. It is the same Bible, the same Word of God. But heaven there, this world will experience a sad time of divine judgment that will fall upon this world. Sadly, my people will have to go. That is what the prophets of Israel have said. Time of Jacob's trouble, which when we think about it, we can just imagine what will happen. And these kind of events only prove to us that hatred of the Jewish people began already from years ago, from the days of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our fathers, and it have gone throughout the whole ages, whether it is pharaohs or Hitlers all the Hamans and the Crusaders, and we can just go on and on and on and speak about what happened to the Jewish people, and it will not end. It will end only at the second coming of the Messiah, when Amen. Israel will say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And they will accept the Messiah Yeshua that gave himself for us when he died for us some 2,000 years ago.
Amen. Well, final thing, I want you to speak to the church here in the West, in the U.S. and Canada, believers, Christians, and some, obviously, Messianic Jewish believers among us. But for those of us who've only really known Western Christianity, and we understand that our roots are in Judaism, but help us understand how best we can be praying for Israel right now, how we can be praying for the Jewish people, and then perhaps lead us in prayer, if you don't mind.
Yes, Brother Neil. Any true Christian, if somebody truly believes the Word of God and believes that God's Word is true, he or she need to pray to make it a habit, as we pray for the church at large, for the believers in the assemblies worldwide. We should never neglect to pray for Israel. We should never neglect to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are exhorted in the book of Psalms, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are exhorted. What does that mean? It means that we are to pray that the Jewish people will come to know the Messiah, and that Israel as a nation will be regenerated, will be a born-again nation, as the prophets speak about. And as we do so, the Lord in his timing will bring this to fruition. Never to affiliate with anti-Semitism. Always the opposite, always to bless the people of Israel, although partially our people are still blinded. They do not see that Jesus, that Yeshua is the Messiah, but to pray for our people, to share the gospel in a proper way, in a first century Hebrew messianic perspective, to help the Jewish people understand that the Jesus that we believe in, that the North American European Jesus, is none else but Yeshua, the Messiah, that came to the land, lived among his own, who was born to the Virgin Miriam, who lived among his own people, Israel, who died on a Roman cross and was buried and rose again for our justification. We need to teach these truths and not to set them aside. That is what I can recommend and encourage true Bible believers to practice in their lives.
Well, we're going to be praying for peace in Jerusalem and for the Jewish people to come to know Jesus as Messiah, but I wonder if you would lead us and allow us to support you, join together with you in prayer for the people of Israel right now.
Yes, Brother Neil. Our God and our Father, we want to thank you that you are a true God. All that which you have written in your word will come to pass. We confess before you that we fail, whether it is Israel, the nation, or whether it is the professing church, we fail. But thou never failed. Thy word is eternal. We thank you for this, our God and our Father. We pray for Israel today. We pray for the Jewish people worldwide. We pray that our people will come to the Messiah, that they will recognize that the Messiah has come and that his name indeed is Yeshua, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for forgiving our sins through the finished work of our Lord on the tree, our God and our Father. Bless your word. We pray that Christians will develop love for Israel and a desire to share with them the message of the grace of God in love and in true care for the nation of Israel. We give you thanks and praise, and we ask it all in Yeshua, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Gideon, we love you. We thank God for you and pray for you and your family here, and also any family and friends that you have in Israel. And I want to encourage any of you who are listening to check out Gideon Levitam and the Bible teaching that comes your way via Holy Scriptures in Israel, Saturday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on WDCX, and you can certainly access their website as well, holyscripturesandisrael.com, holyscripturesandisrael.com. Go ahead.
And Brother Neil, and also Sunday morning at 7 a.m. as well.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, you're right. Sunday mornings as well at 7 a.m. So two different opportunities, and then, of course, the website is a great place to go for other information and resources about Gideon Levitam and the Bible teaching of the Holy Scriptures in Israel, holyscripturesinisrael.com. Gideon, thank you for your time. God bless you, and I hope to be in touch again real soon.
Thank you, Brother Neil. Have a good day. We say shalom, shalom to you all.